Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, insights, successes, and yes, even my struggles. The eight fundamentals that we talk about on these on this podcast are emotional intelligence, communication, self-management, health, finances, leadership, entrepreneurship, and goal setting. And on this episode, I wanted to share a few thoughts I had on leadership and one aspect of leadership that is critically important, yet it doesn't really necessarily get talked about in leadership for the most part. And that characteristic or that one part of leadership is patience. And in my experience, while a leader needs to be in front, and we can always and only lead from the front, we have to have patience. Now, the insights that I have don't necessarily relate exactly to me leading somebody else from the front with patience, but that's just kind of where leadership and patience kind of come together. But the thoughts that I had about patience and leadership were in my own experience with what I'm doing right now. And I am the leader of the project that I have going on, which is building my family a home. Now, when I originally set out to do this project, I've built some homes before, but I've acted as a general contractor, not as the one that's doing all the work. Now, when I was a general contractor, I still did portions of the work, but I always had subs for a lot of the major trades, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, you know, a lot of those things. But on this one, I am the leader of the project, but I'm also the actual laborer and builder, the general contractor, designer, all those things put into one. And so when I came into this project, I was had the mindset that I was going to complete the projects in the same manner, in the same time frame that I had done the other builds, the other houses. And so I even was vocal about that and sharing that with people that would ask and people that I knew and that I was sharing this project with. And, you know, it has certainly taken longer, and there's several reasons for that. The primary reason, of course, is me as the leader, things that I chose to do, things that I chose not to do, and a lot of the missteps within the process of the project. So that would be the number one reason. There are some other reasons, you know, and one of them is a big one that relates to patience. Or two of them that relate to patience. The first is that I have a 5- and a 7-year-old who I am their primary educator, so they're with me throughout the day. Now, they have their own workbooks and they do lots of other things during the day as well. There's a large portion of the day, each day, that they are participating in this house project. And so obviously at 5 and 7, they have no experience with building homes, so it's not like I can share or tell them, hey, go and do this and do that, and, you know, have them complete the tasks. More so what it is that they're interested in what Dad is doing, and then they ask lots of questions, and then they want to, in fact, get hands-on and work with me. So, as leader of the project, I had to assess what was the primary goal and what was the importance of finishing in one time frame versus another, and there's pros and cons to both. So yes, if I would have taken the same approach, not had them with me, and just blown through the project on a, you know, a very steady pace like I had before, you know, we'd be living in the house by now and we would be able to move forward. That's one route as a leader, I had to look at and say, is that the best route? The other route is the route that I decided to take, and that was, well, this is one experience that not many kids get to experience. This is one opportunity not many kids get to experience. This is something that they're wanting to, that they're showing interest in. This is a way to work on the 8 fundamentals of success with them in their daily work and in mine as well. And it's an experience that we're going to be able to enjoy and reflect on for many, many years to come. I'm doing my best to document the videos and pictures and lots of other ways of the journey that we're having with building this house. So the patience that as a leader, I had to work extra hard, extra consciously to to take on that mindset of patience. For me to get a task done by myself is super easy. I've done it many times before. But when I am needing to measure something, needing to make marks, needing to cut this, needing to do all these things, and the kids are with me and they're saying, can I do this? Can I do that? How do you do this? I have to have that patience in mind to teach them, to allow them to give it an attempt, and then allow them to mess up, allow them to learn from that, and then correct it. So, of course, that route takes much, much longer, and that's where that's why I say it takes patience. So that was one insight on the patience. So my question is there something that you're doing as a leader that you're doing just to get it done? Let's say you're working with a team. Are you doing tasks? Are you completing tasks for your team because you can do them quicker? But in the trade-off is that you're not instilling the confidence in them. You're not allowing them to learn. You're not allowing them to become independent. And you're just going through it because you are not demonstrating the patience required to build something that's lasting, build something that's successful, build a team, have a team culture. Is there something in your life where that's happening, whether it's at home, whether it's with a business, whether it's with your coworkers, if you have a job? So that's my first question. Are you demonstrating patience with leadership in that regards? The second thing that came up today was with leadership and patience was the techniques that I'm using, the methods, the materials, and the process that I'm using to build this house is different than I've done before. So because it's my own house, I'm willing to be my own guinea pig. Would I do all this with a project that I was building for somebody else with another customer? Most likely not, unless there was an extreme understanding of the fact that these were newer methods that had not been tried and tested to the extent that I've done other methods. So I have been testing out some new roofing methods, or basically dealing with the roof. Now the issue is that we've had an incredible amount of an unusual amount of moisture and rain for our area this winter and this spring. So it's been quite rather difficult to, just because there's been a lot of delays and having to do rework, having to sit and wait for things to dry and those kind of things. So the temptation as the leader and is to lack the patience to test out the materials in many different ways that would give me the best results or the best conclusions about whether something's working or not. And so what I've seen in my neighborhood with the other houses that are being built or have been built is that I see on occasion the roofing companies that did their roofs coming back to fix leaks. Now, these houses are less than a year old. So I'm not saying they did it wrong. I have no idea how, why they're, you know, what the leak was, what the problem was. I don't know. All I know is that I see the roofing companies coming back over and over and over to attempt to fix what appears to be the same problem. So as a leader, do you rush through and hope for the best when you're going through the process, or do you demonstrate the patience that it takes to allow things to play out and test it in many different ways, even if you feel like you've already tested it? So with this and the roof, is with the design that I have, we have multiple different roof systems. We have a main roof, we have three flat roofs, we have a couple single pitch roofs, and one rather unique. We even have a radial, a curved arched roof. And so with that comes a lot more details, a lot finer details that have to be considered when waterproofing, installing proper drainage. And so the temptation is to just get it done, cover it up, call it good. Now, what I had to do as the leader of this project was to say, no, I'm going to be willing to, and I'm going to force myself to demonstrate the patience that it takes to allow that moisture, allow that rain, allow that snow, all those things to come down and show me all my weak points, expose all the potential vulnerabilities that I have in this roof system. And so that's taken the time of me having to not cover up the roof completely, test out specific ideas in specific areas, and then have to shovel off and sweep off and squeegee off rain and water time and time again. Yet in doing that, it's showing me where the problems might occur with these products, where the problems might occur with the design. And because of that, I am getting to the point where it's going to be bulletproof. As long as the install method is correct, which involves the patience to do it correctly and allow things to dry. But as far as the design goes and the potential for these vulnerabilities that could pop up and have to have a roofing company or myself come back a year later to fix these leaks, because when you have flat roofs, it's very difficult. It takes a lot more time to get that drainage right. And so those are the thoughts that I had on patience with leadership. So you're not building a house most likely, but again, the second question is, where in your life are you or are you not demonstrating the patience within the process? And again, with your family, with yourself, with your own growth, personal growth, with your work, with your business, with your job, with your health, where are you trying to rush through to get results rather than using patience, instilling that patience inside to let potential vulnerabilities expose themselves so that you can strengthen those potential weaknesses so that they're 10 times stronger, 10 times more sure than they were if you would have just rushed through like you have before. And so with leadership, it is one of the most difficult fundamentals to master. It's one of the most important ones that we need in our society, in our country, in our world today, right? The world is screaming out for true leadership with everything that's going on, and with that comes a lot of things with leadership, but one of those is the patience to make sure that things are done the correct way while still moving efficiently, still moving with speed and ambition and determination. So those are the questions I have. Those are the insights that I have gathered or gained myself in the last couple weeks with leadership. And hopefully that provided some value to that you could translate it and carry it over into your own life. And if it had, I would love for you to subscribe and share this with your inner circle, those people that you care about the most, that you know are also wanting to grow within the 8 success fundamentals, and specifically within leadership. This would be a great one to share with them. You can always find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, and LinkedIn. At Jordan Lane Miller, JordanLaneMiller, or at J Lane Miller. You can always drop me a line if you prefer email, Jordan@JordanLaneMiller.com, and find more resources available on these 8 success fundamentals at JordanLaneMiller.com is my website. And you can, of course, pick up a copy of my book. It's free. Life's tuition. All you got to do is pay for the shipping and handling to get it delivered directly to your door within a few days, and that will give you a crash course and a way to get started with each of these 8 fundamentals. So hopefully you gain some value, and I look forward to connecting with you. Leave a comment in the comment section below, and let's work on our leadership together. Because part of leadership is leading, part of leadership is following and learning from others. So until next time, make it a great day.